You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Yes, after a one day's absence, I am back. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you, Lars Larson Skywalker, for sitting in for me while I was gone yesterday.
Does that make you Obi-Wan if he's Luke Skywalker? Is that how that goes?
Use the Force, Lars. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would make me C-3PO.
Yeah.
Does that mean Britney's R2-D2?
I don't think she'd like that.
Come on.
I guess you're Princess Leia.
Great.
Here's what we're talking about. Phil found this. Apparently a couple of physics professors who were just kind of messing around at the lab there.
I'm doubting they were messing around.
Harvard and MIT. Well, that's what they said. They were just kind of...
Does it really? I guess I didn't see that part of the story.
Quote, a team of physicists were fooling around with photons when they managed to get the particles to clump together to form a molecule.
Is that legal? You can mess around with photons? You have to have a permit for this?
And they say that the molecule behaves just like a lightsaber. When they sent more than one photon at once, they noticed the particles clung to each other to form a molecule, which... mimics the physics of what you see in these lightsabers. Quote, it's not an inapt analogy to compare this to lightsabers. Boy, there's a science guy. Why don't you just say you could compare this to lightsabers? Instead, it's not an inapt analogy to compare this to lightsabers, says Mikhail Lukin. Boy, his name sounds like something out of Star Wars. Mikhail Lukin from Harvard and MIT's Vladan Vuletek. There's another name just made for the movies.
I think it's a little disconcerting that both these guys have Russian-sounding names.
Well, yeah.
Maybe this is all part of Russia's
Cold War
attempt
ended.
To control what's going on with Syrian chemical weapons.
Cold War ended just in time. Get these guys over here. But they say the physicists are not planning to build anything. They just hope it will help them make progress in building efficient quantum computers. Which is what I do in my spare time. So, there you go. Just wanted you to have the latest there. Okay. I want to go from the brilliant to the lame here. Can we talk about House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi real quickly? She just dropped another whopper here. She was being asked about the debt ceiling and the continuing resolution. Now, to make sure you're clear on this, these are two separate issues. The continuing resolution is basically the budget. And they have to pass another budget or a continuing resolution by Monday, because at Monday midnight, the government technically runs out of money and would have to shut down. So that's what this whole thing is about. That's what Ted Cruz and the old Obamacare conversation is all about. Then, in addition to that, later on in October, the debt ceiling will have been reached, meaning the accumulation of all our deficits will have exceeded the legally permissible ceiling that Congress has voted. So Congress has to vote to increase the debt ceiling. And a lot of members of Congress are saying, don't do it. Anyway, so Nancy Pelosi was asked first about the debt ceiling. Here is what she said.
But I do think, getting back to the gentleman's question, that none of us should be negotiating on the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. It should just be lifted.
None of us should negotiate on the debt ceiling. It should just be lifted. In other words, the federal government of the United States should have an unlimited debt ceiling. Or I guess to put it more, it wouldn't be inapt to put it this way, there should be no debt ceiling.
It wouldn't be a ceiling. It would be an elevator. It's a debt elevator. It just keeps going up.
Yes. Or, to use a more moderate phrase, an escalator.
Yeah, there we go.
Next!
What is interesting about this is that just yesterday, my youngest son was in the car with me, and there was a story on about the debt ceiling. And he says, Daddy, what is the debt ceiling? And I explained it to him. It's the accumulation of all those deficits the government runs is the debt. And Congress has to vote to allow them to exceed the level of debt piled on by all these deficits. And he didn't say anything for a moment. And he said, well, if they vote to make it higher, then it's not a ceiling. Why would they do that? If they're, and I said, well, because otherwise the budget they have wouldn't be in force. Because the budget we have has a deficit and that pushes the debt up. And he says, yes, but everyone says that deficits and debt is bad. So why don't we just make the ceiling the ceiling? And I mean, I love kids.
It brings that question up. So where do we draw the line? If we're just going to keep exceeding this, where do we decide it's the right place to stop?
And Nancy Pelosi's answer to that question is, line? What line?
Next!
Why does there need to be a line?
But I do think, getting back to the gentleman's question, that none of us should be negotiating on the debt ceiling. It should just be lifted.
Wow. That is the woman who was once Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America.
Yeah, and then in even deeper irony, she goes on to say that President Obama is very bipartisan.
Yes.
But here she's saying, nope, not going to negotiate.
All of his overtures
don't want to have to deal with another group of people in leadership here in the Congress, in the legislative branch.
Which is very interesting because at the top of the hour news, didn't the president reiterate that he's not going to negotiate over the debt ceiling?
Yeah, said the same thing, yeah.
Well, here's Nancy Pelosi.
When it comes to the CR,
continuing resolution,
the president has negotiated. In fact, we met with him six months ago to give him our view in March. Remember that March?
Oh, he's negotiated with the Democrats.
We being the Democrats, exactly.
He's negotiated with his own party. Oh, okay. Thank you very much for that, Mr. President.
A meeting with the president, and he said, I hear what you're saying, and I think you know what my, how I approach all of this, but I want some months to get a bipartisan agreement. And obviously that has not come. But this president, I mean, this is a president who has been so bipartisan, and that is
really
a quality that the American people like.
This is a president that has been so bipartisan? He just announced he wasn't going to negotiate over the debt ceiling. By the way, that's something that every president does as a matter of course. I mean, Reagan had to do it. Bush had to do it. Clinton had to do it. Bush had to do it. And Obama said, why should I do it? So, well, I guess maybe it's because you're so wonderfully bipartisan.
Next.
So it's just, you know, someone needs to tell Nancy Pelosi, stop talking. Just please stop talking. You don't say anything.
Stop it.
You don't say anything remotely believable. You are the most, transparently insincere member of Congress.
Nancy Pelosi, she's out of touch.
And I mean, she's not just out of touch. She's like someone who will look at you and say something that you know makes absolutely no sense, but she thinks she's convincing you. She thinks it's believable. And yet this person is the former Speaker of the House of Representatives.
There's no more cuts to make.
Yeah, that was the other one the other day. Yeah, 2 days ago, she was asked about, you know, making reductions in the nearly $3 trillion, that would be $3,000 billion, dollar budget, and she said, no, there are no cuts to make. There's no cuts to make. And why on earth she thinks she can say that and not turn the stomachs of Americans across, I mean, all except the far left of her own party. And, you know, their view is say whatever you need to say to advance the left-wing agenda. I mean, you know, truth is relative. Everything's relative to the left-wing of the Democratic Party.
Next!
But to independent-minded voters, to moderate Democrats, to conservatives and Republicans, what she's saying is just, again, stomach-turning. So I'm glad that that people get to hear the mentality. That is the genuine voice of the American left, is Nancy Pelosi. And just, you know, a complete, complete errand runner for a far left point of view and someone who says things that are just transparently unbelievable. Anyway, here. It is coming up on 8:15, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI, our sponsor this hour, the John Carlson Show. If you need any kind of home project done at your home, whether it's a minor home repair or a major home improvement project, you know who you got to call. It's West Hill. Going on 40 years of service to the Puget Sound area, this local family-owned and run company with three generations of the Russells there. 425-483-0999. That's 425-483-0999 or online at westhillinc.com. You can see examples of the work there at westhillinc.com.